always reminded of those brave and powerful women who have blazed the trail for the rest of us gals. I'd like to sing this carol in honor of one of my favorite trailblazers, a true American woman of letters. I'm dreaming of a Vanna White Christmas for all the little girls I know. If you're feeling foul, just smile and turn the vowel, 'cause girls never run the show. Oh, I'm dreaming of a Vanna White Christmas. Your wheel of fortune's looking trite. May you be more pretty than bright. And may all who run the show be male and white.
Nice carol, Meryl. But I'm worried about how I'm going to see all the people I need to see and do all the things I need to do this holiday season. I'm only one person. Maybe science can help. I'll be cloned for Christmas. You'll count lots of me. We'll get to know each embryo and each deformity. No more counting sheep at night. Count each me as it weans. Oh, I'll be cloned for Christmas. Because I love my genes.
We must not forget that this is the time of year for loving our fellow man.
Oh, come ye unfaithful, I won't tell your boyfriend. Oh, come ye just not on my face. Trust me, he's no angel. I know that you adore him. There's so much you do for him. But right now, let's ignore him. Christ,
you're hot.
You know, at this time of year, there's nothing more important than being close to your parents. Filleting my dad. Filleting my dad. Filleting my dad. In the banya with his greasy rod. I want a swish in your hairy business. I want my knish in your hairy business. Smells like fried fish in your hairy business. At the bottom of your part. Everyone! I want a swish in your hairy business. I want my knish in your hairy business. Gefilte fish in your scary business. At the bottom.
At the very bottom.
Of your part.
Day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me a man in some really tight jeans. On the second day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
just a little pumps
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the third day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
little pumps
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the fourth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
four little whips,
three Frenchmen,
two stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the fifth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
five big Capris,
four leather whips,
three Frenchmen,
two stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the sixth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
six bodybuilders,
five big Capris,
a man in some really tight jeans. On the seventh day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven prom dresses,
six bodybuilders,
five big cod rings,
four leather whips,
three Frenchmen,
two stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the eighth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
six bodybuilders,
five big Capris,
four leather whips,
three Frenchmen,
two stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the ninth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
nine bottomless screaming,
eight rotten cowboys,
six bodybuilders,
five big Capris,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the tenth day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
six bodybuilders,
five big Capris,
four leather whips,
three Frenchmen,
two stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the 11th day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 Ken dolls,
10 cops and soldiers,
5 bottom screaming,
8 rad cowboys,
7 plumber dresses,
6 bodybuilders,
5 big Capris,
4 leather whips,
3 Frenchmen,
2 stiletto pumps,
and a man in some really tight jeans. On the 12th day of gay Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 Ken dolls,
10 cops and soldiers,
9 bottom screaming,
8 rad cowboys,
7 drama dresses,
6 bodybuilders,
5 big Capris,
4 leather whips,
12 Frenchmen,
just a little pump,
and a man in some really tight jeans, and a man in some really tight jeans.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
I'm not too clear. Hello? I can't hear myself. I figured you didn't have my mic on.
No, I almost didn't, though.
Just wait till you get to be my age. You'll never hear yourself.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the November 26th edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harris. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the old fart and the longest... longest and oldest.
That was a pretty smelly joke, you know.
Yeah, oh man. I've been here since I've been here a long time.
Yeah, he's older than dirt, and I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the
you're
on
dirt.
The block. Yeah, I'm dirt.
No, you're the new kid on the block, so to speak. Well, I did say so to speak.
Goodness gracious.
And we are joined by Judy Reeves.
I've been joined once.
I know, but she graciously drove back home to pick up something that I had forgotten.
Excuse me?
There's no back to that chair, and I was going, where the hell is she going to sit down on?
She's just not going to lean back.
She's going to float there.
She's going to forget and lean back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
You might want to grab the microphone.
Grab that mic. And
yeah, well, I'm trying to get, you know,
situated.
All kinds of things situated.
Yeah. Now.
Can you hear us?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Turn me up.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Testies, yes. Testies. Thank one. You.
Yeah. We started the show with some music that we don't normally play
during the rest of the year.
Yes.
Gee, I wonder why.
Because between Thanksgiving and the end of the year, we play nothing but queer Christmas carols.
Ho, ho, ho.
And
who are you calling a ho?
That's the coffee blend we have today. It's ho, 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 homo blend.
Ah.
Oh.
You got creative,
no wonder
didn't
I
you?
Liked it so much.
Last week it was Queer Cafe with Attitude.
And it's so tasty, too.
And I hail.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, what did we start out the show with?
Well, you know, I figured I had to start it off right since Chris made a comment on Facebook tonight.
Mm.
And I started it off with the Kinsey Six.
What comment was that?
Well, when it comes to Christmas time, we have kind of this battle of choral versus crude.
Oh, music. Yes.
You
yes.
and I are the choral, he's the crude.
Mm. Oh, don't I know
go
it.
Sit next to Chris.
Check her soda for something.
Yeah, I think you should.
I think somebody spiked it. But we started, like I said, we started off with the Kinsey
something
Six.
In the middle.
Yeah, the Kinsey Six doing a Christmas medley,
mm-hmm.
which was comprised of Vanna White Christmas, I'll Be Cloned for Christmas,
uh-huh.
Oh Come Ye Unfaithful,
that's mine,
and a Feliz Navidad parody.
Mm.
So yeah.
Okay, that was a Vanna White Christmas, not a Betty White Christmas.
Yes, it was Vanna White.
Oh, please okay. God,
yeah, you
don't
know, turning the vowels and all.
They
that.
Have another one which is a Betty White Christmas.
Yeah. This was the Vanna White Christmas, and then I followed that up with the Go Go Boys and the 12 Gay Days of Christmas.
Yes,
the 12 Days of Christmas. So that's if you have lice, right?
I'm yes. so disappointed. You can't find them on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, I was searching for it because, like, I have a friend. I was getting interested in, you know, queer Christmas music. What is it? So I went on YouTube. I knew I could find Pansy Division's
sure.
Homo Xmas.
Yeah.
So I tried to go for Go-Go Boys and couldn't find it. And the only one I was able to find through Amazon, they sell one of the CDs, not the one you had.
Not that CD. The Gay Apparel one.
Yeah, they had the other one that has the tree on the front. And so I was able to play a 30-second clip of it.
Oh.
So oh. I played for him Jimmy's Christmas song on there.
Jimmy's Christmas song?
Yeah. Yeah, we there's one song every year I dedicate to you, Jimmy. Then there's another one from the Go-Go Boys you dedicate to me.
Okay. Yes.
So, that's coming up.
Mm. So, how was everybody's week?
Full.
Yeah.
Of turkey.
Ooh, and everything else that goes with it. Wow. I feel like a human eating machine.
It looked like one.
Why, thank you.
Hey, there's nothing worse than cooking and having someone not eat.
Yes. Judy cooked the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, wow.
Twice.
Full dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because it was us on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You and Tootsie and I.
Mm-hmm. If I'd known, I would have come over.
And
there you go.
Way nobody told me. I figured y'all were going to go hit, like, the BRB and stuff like
that. Oh, no, no, no.
And then for the first time, we didn't go. We didn't even go to the house.
No, we didn't.
Except
we
to
never
go to the grocery store. Yeah. That's another story.
Well, you had to do that. And then the next day, Tootsie had her kids over.
That's right. Well, so y'all, half of them.
Y'all repeated the process, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And there's still more.
Three for dinner on the tetradini comes on Monday.
Well, I figured Chris would be, you know, doing family stuff because that's a big deal.
We do the full family spread, and tomorrow's leftovers.
How was the goose?
Not goose. That's Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
We actually do turkey.
Oh. And I figured you were doing family stuff.
Well, you know, I was going to, but I got attitude from Mom.
Whoops.
Yeah. And after the week I'd had previous to that, dealing with stolen car and everything else that went along with it, I said, you know what? I don't have to
FCC it.
I don't have to put up with all this BS. So you know what I did? I just sat on my couch, and I actually sat and read this book.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
All Thanksgiving.
How could you listen?
It's huge. What?
It's the last book of a series that I've been reading.
Oh.
Did it bruise your lap?
No, but
got to be 600 pages.
800 and something.
See?
And you see where I'm at?
I see where he is.
Yeah.
Size queen.
Yeah, always. Okay. Oh, and the writer's cute. That didn't hurt.
Yeah. I've read that much already.
About two-thirds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on page 553 out of 849.
I would like to get my house in order so that I could, like, do that and read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have so many unread books.
Yeah, I figured.
Well, you could have done that, except now Christmas is coming. And you're
going
to clean out that closet.
Well, not that I want to clean out the closet, but I want to put decorations up.
Yeah.
They're all in that closet.
They're spilling out of that closet.
Yes.
But I have an 8x8 foot closet that is packed to the ceiling.
Yes, it
calling
is.
Calling hoarders, hoarders.
And
scary.
More.
Free list, here I come. I started going through mine today and sorting through, and I am so downsizing Christmas.
You know, I think that would make a lovely white elephant gift.
Downsizing Christmas.
A selection of downsizing Christmas items.
Hey, I got some real jewels in there. Actually, I have some ornaments I'm going to have to let you look at before I try.
Oh, okay. Why? Did I buy them for you?
No, but I bet you're going to want them.
Oh, great. That's just what I need.
He needs to downsize, and you're going to show him yours.
Well, I've actually looked through the house, and I could put the 7-foot tree in the dining room if I move the table out. And the table's small enough to move out. The kids moved my dining room table into the living room for dinner yesterday.
I saw that.
Yes, that wasn't the plan. But
no, but hey, it worked.
I could put a tree there, and then I could put another tree in front of the windows. Both windows.
Both windows, yes, you could.
And so that would be the smaller 6-foot tree, and then the white 5-foot tree on the other window.
I was going to say, if you do that,
I could actually put a poo tree in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I could put the silver tree in Tootsie's room.
What about the rainbow tree?
I could put the rainbow tree in the utility room. And I would have used...
They're going to have more trees in their house than they know what to do
with
it.
That's just upstairs.
At that point, I would have used most of my ornaments.
That's just upstairs.
And where's Dewey going to have a sitting space now?
In any of the trees.
Actually, thank you, Bobby. Bobby gave me a chair, over almost 2 years ago now. Out of his living room, because I liked it, and he just gave it to me. And it had a throw on it, a fake fur on it.
Oh, yes.
So I pulled that out the other day. I had it under a table in a table that had a shelf on it. I had it on the shelf, and I pulled it out, and it's like a little dusty. So I thought, okay, I just threw it in the floor. I was going to brush it out later. And the cat latched onto it. And every time I tried to reach for it and move it, she'd jump on it.
It is hers.
It is now under the table with the headdresses on it, and that is Dewey's
where she
corner.
Likes it, to feel that she's
yes.
Nobody can see her. She's under the table.
That's right. It's wonderful.
She's got her invisible cloak on.
That reminds me. I need to come over there next weekend.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes, because I'm not doing any more shows for him. He's too demanding.
I had to redo the shelves.
Oh.
The CD shelves.
Did you?
Yeah. One of the standards was upside down.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's not what I did, though. I did the other thing.
No, I did that. It was... You know how I do the up... The,
yeah.
It's this side thing, and so I... You have to have an L bracket to attach to the shelf in the side, so that's what she was doing, because I couldn't do it.
Mm. Well, I'll be over there next
great
week.
Great radio visuals.
Yeah.
Yes.
At any rate.
We're putting Chris to sleep.
So.
Oh, and...
Hello.
We've got a lot of people here tonight.
We do.
So we should just run through these things and get them in here.
I was
going
to say, shouldn't we move on to the calendar?
Yes, we should. Well, Arch is having a design, a logo thing.
Yes, they are. Logo contest.
Yes. And they want to include the Houston Art, the name Houston Arch. Possibly spelling out the acronym, possibly not. Which is what? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I have to think about it.
Okay. Make your design scalable so it looks good both large and small. Make your design work both in color and in black and white. Consider the various media it will grace. Print, online, etc. Be sure it isn't confusable with other organizations of similar names. Please submit your designs to Billy Hoya, who was here last week.
That was here, yes.
Yeah. God, what a good-looking guy he is.
And such a sweetheart.
Yeah. Billy Hoya, B-I-L-L-Y-H-O-Y-A, at billyhoya.info by January 5th. So you've got some time here, folks. All designs will be posted anonymously to the Houston Arch Wiki, and the members will get to vote on them at the next meeting, which is January the 25th. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Theater Suburbia has a show running right now.
They certainly do. And
have you seen it?
Yes, I did last night and laughed my ass off.
I know. Intermission. Elvin
what
says.
What ass?
Elvin says, why did you
see, bring, it's gone.
You know, why did you bring Jimmy?
You
he's
didn't have
such
one.
A lousy time. You know? Yeah, right.
It was a good house.
It was a good house, yes. But it was a good show.
It was a good show.
Good
it's
show.
Funny, funny, on. Funny, funny.
Yeah. So it's going to be running through December the 3rd, Saturdays and Sundays at 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have, they have one more Sunday matinee this coming Sunday, tomorrow,
oh,
today,
that's,
whatever.
That's like the last one.
That's right, at 3 p.m.
Ooh, hurry.
That's right. It's all about the North Pole and St. Nick, go figure. And the little elfkin munchkins, whatever.
Yes.
Our children, there's very short people in this show.
Yes, there are.
Tiny little children.
And then kind of medium.
And then kind of medium. Well, yeah, we have the mutant elf
yeah.
as well.
Fiddlesticks,
I'm sure
I think. Is
Fiddlesticks,
his, is
yes.
his name, yes.
Would not appreciate being
and no, he wouldn't.
But that's okay because, you know, consider the source
is yes.
Joe's son. But... But it is a good show. It's funny. You need to go see it. Tickets are
Tony.
Very reasonable. Tony is
D'Amata
hilarious.
Just about steals the show. Yeah. He is so funny, and you can't wait to hear what he's going to come out with next.
With his almost Russian accent.
Yes.
So that's hilarious. But they're not the only game in town because at Jones Hall, we're celebrating the largest rodeo in the country. When you can join the Bio City Corral with special guests, the Houston Livestock Show, and Rodeo Western Heritage Community Choir.
Wow.
For an evening of holiday classics with a country twist.
Mm-hmm.
So this is their Christmas show. Tickets are starting at $30, and the show is December 20th at 7:30 p.m. at Jones Hall.
I see.
So that's all the news that's fit to print as far as
okay.
theaters all around town.
Chris?
I'm next.
I thought I would be next.
Well, I don't know, so I'm going to step out.
Sweet Mama Cotton is
for starting up a season of holiday gigs. Wednesday, November 30th, she will be with the Sugar Daddies at the newest incarnation of the Echo Jet Lounge downtown Houston. Mm-hmm. She'll be there the last Wednesday of the month. You can also find her on Friday, December 2nd at Waldo's Coffee House. Let's see, she'll also be at Aldo's Cucina Italiana in Shenandoah. And that is on Tuesday, the 29th. Friday the 9th, Tuesday the 29th from 5 to 9 p.m., Friday the 9th from 6 to 10, Tuesday the 13th from 5 to 9, and Saturday from 6 to 10. The Echo Lounge will be 8 o'clock performances on the 30th of November and the 28th of December. Waldo's Coffee House up in the Heights is on December 2nd. She'll also be performing at the River Oaks Kroger.
Oh, okay. Now, that's more of my speed. When is she going to be?
Saturday, November 26th from 3 to 5 p.m.
Okay. Missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Saturday, December 10th from 3:30 to 5:30. And December 24th from 3 to 6 p.m.
Oh, Christmas Eve?
Yep.
Wow.
And she'll also be at the Kroger in the Heights at West 11th at Shepherd on the 10th from noon to 2 p.m. For more information on all of her gigs, go to sweetmamacotton.com.
Yeah. She hasn't been on the show in a very, very, very long time.
No, well, she was down for a little while.
That's right. She had a car accident. But she's back, I see, with a full load, and so we're glad to hear about that.
World AIDS Day testing on December 1st. You can go from 7 to 6 p.m. The Montrose Counseling Center will be at the Disco Kroger, 3300 Montrose.
The newly renovated.
From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Michael DeBakey VA Medical Center. From 9 a.m. to 6:30 at Legacy Community Health Services.
Wow.
From 9 to...
That would be 1415 California.
Yes. From 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Hacks will be doing HIV testing at 2150 West 18th Street.
Oh.
And from 1 to 5, Transgender Foundation of America will be doing it at 604 Pacific Street.
That's their transgender home.
Yeah. Throughout December, you can go to the Montrose Counseling Center, 401 Bernard, and add a paper chain of remembrance to honoring a loved one or caregiver. A selection of quilts by local artist Mike Kelly with the theme of HIV/AIDS activism will be on display at the GLBT Community Center. That's at 1900 Kane.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a screening of We Were Here.